A high-level workshop on human trafficking starts today in Kingston, Jamaica. The two-day training program teaches methods in prevention and identification of human trafficking victims. The course is carried out by the Organization of American States Department of Public Security and is sponsored by the U.S. State Department. Jamaica is the 11th country to benefit from this program. Previous training sites include Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Trinidad and Tobago. Fernando Garcia, coordinator of the OAS Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit, says there is a lot of interest from governments on this issue.
Oftentimes, when potential victims are arrested abroad, the first contact that they have is with the consular official. So if a consular official does not know how to identify a potential victim of trafficking, could be, is not always the case, but could be that the victim is not treated as a potential victim of trafficking, this person might end up being treated as an irregular migrant, and the considerations for an irregular migrant and a potential victim of trafficking are different.
The goal is, if embassy or consular officials identify a victim of human trafficking, they will have the knowledge to assist and protect. The training was initially designed for officials within the government's foreign service. However, representatives from other branches were exposed to the exercise.
In Jamaica and in Trinidad and Tobago, in addition of having consular participants from foreign affairs, the countries are bringing other ministries on board, like the Ministry of Justice, the Ministry of National Security, making sure that all those who are involved in combating human trafficking at the governmental level are able to receive this type of training.
Reporting from Washington, this is Karen Stanley.